Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. Want to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. We hope that you will continue to listen every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m., Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Tell a neighbor and tell a friend about the show. Amen. Glory to God. Just have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook. And if you are not my friend and would like to connect with me on Facebook, just send me a friend request. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night for One Word with the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Just want to remind you also about Prophetess Martha Marshall, who will be launching out with her new radio internet ministry next Sunday, March the 16th at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to mark that on your calendar because God is going to do some great things over there on the Prophetic Corner. Amen. Glory to God. A powerful woman of God. Amen. A true prophet of God, amen. So you want to be a part of what God is going to be doing over there. I do not have the number to give you the number, but you can go to her Facebook page, Prophetess Martha Marshall, or just Martha Marshall, and inbox her there, and she will be able to give you the number, amen. Also, if you missed Friday night prayer, this past Friday, you missed a treat. It was off the chain. Amen. God did some great things there. Also, we want to remind you that Friday night prayer is every first Friday of every month. So make sure you mark that on your calendar, lock it in on your phone. The number is 1-605-475-4000. Access code 49-4670 pound. And make sure you hit the pound button. You want to be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. Prophetess Martha and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry are under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. Want to send out a little love to the WOW team. Amen. Love you. Amen. Glory to God. And I think that is all of our announcements for today. Just want to thank all of you for just tuning in and being a part. It's just a blessing for you to be here today. Amen. Glory to God. It's not about me, but it's about the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for healing. We pray for deliverance, oh God. We pray that somebody be set free, oh God. Oh, Father God, because you sent Jesus, hallelujah. You sent Jesus that all might be saved, that none shall perish, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Father God, right now for the lost souls all over the world, oh Father. Oh, they're looking for something, but they're looking in all the wrong places. They're looking for love, but they ain't looking for it in the right place if they would just seek Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now, Father God, that somebody's going to get healed. Somebody's going to get delivered, and somebody's going to get set free, oh, God. Father God, we pray that your word go through the airway with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray that every person that is listening under the sound of my voice, Father God, that every need be met, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, because we know that you are able, God. Oh, Father God, we know that you can provide supernaturally, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh, Father God, where they need help, oh God, send the help, oh God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, help. Help is on the way. Oh, God, send them help right now, Father. Oh, Father God, it may seem dark and dark and dreary, oh God. But we know, God, that there is light. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, we praise your holy name, oh Father. If they would just call on the help, call on your help right now. Somebody needs some help, but you need to call on Jesus right now, and he will help you. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Oh, God, he is your present help. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Just call on his name. He's there. If you would just call on his name, he's there to help you. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Help them, Lord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them see, Lord, there's another way out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Let them know, oh, God, that you are their present help. Everything that they need is in you. If they need to be delivered, it's in you, oh, God. If they need healing in the body, God, it's in you, oh, God. If they need healing in the mind, oh, God, it's in you, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for this healing for this person, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins, oh, God. We pray for those that are behind prison bars, oh, God. We pray, oh, Father God, that you will comfort them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray for the leaders, those that you have called, those that you have chosen, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will cover them, Father, under the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, strengthen them where they're weak, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise your holy name, for you are so worthy, oh, God, to be praised, oh, Father. Have mercy, oh, God, upon us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you for the new things in 2014. We thank you for the supernatural in 2014. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We honor you. We worship you. We exalt your name. We come to worship you. We come to praise you, oh God, for you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We thank you even now, God, for what you're getting ready to do for the believers all over the world, oh God. Oh, Father, we praise you for it right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, all of these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I'm a praise. I'm a shout to. I'm a shouting preacher because I know what God done for me. I couldn't have been here today. I wouldn't even be doing this show right now if he hadn't touched me with the grace of life that woke me up. It was not because of me, but it was because of his goodness. Oh, God, we thank you right now. He is worthy of all our praises. Oh, glory, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, it's no other. No other. The awesome God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, oh, Father, for you are so worthy to be praised. Amen, amen. I got to quit. Ooh, Jesus, I can praise him. Lord Jesus, if you know my story, if you just knew my story, glory, hallelujah, I got a reason to praise him. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God. The message will be coming from 1 Corinthians today, hallelujah, chapter number 8, 1 Corinthians chapter number 8, amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 4. And the word of God reads, as concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called God, it said called God, whether in the heavens or in the earth, as there be God many, and it's talking about the little g God, not the true and living God. So when you see the little g, in the Bible, that means every other kind of idol God, but not the true and living God. Many and large are many. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, only one Lord Jesus Christ. By whom are all things, hallelujah, and we by him. In other words, we got life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. The title of the message today is, There Is But One God. And we can go further and say, there is but one Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oftentimes in our lives, amen, and many people worship idol God. Well, Paul is talking to Corinth, and he's talking about the food that they were eating that was offered to idols. But we're going to kind of go a little different way with that today. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to talk about idol God. He was talking about idols because even today, many people have things that they worship and praise and love more than they love the true and living God. There is only one God. It's only one. He was in the beginning, and he shall be in the end. It's only one God. But many times and oftentimes in people's lives, their idol God, they focus on more than God. They really work hard for these little gods. They work really hard on that job to have a house on the hill. You know, that house is an idol God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you put it before God, it becomes an idol. Hallelujah to Jesus. They work very hard to have the Cadillacs and the fine cars and the fine purses and the fine clothing, the little gods, the little G gods. Hallelujah to Jesus. But as the scripture just said, an idol is nothing in the world. In other words, it has no eternal value. It cannot heal you. It cannot deliver you. It cannot set you free, and it cannot save your soul. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But yet, many gods besides the true and living God. Oh, hallelujah. Many idol gods. If we're not careful, we'll be worshiping and praising things that have any value. See, when we worship, we should be worshiping and praising the true and living God. If we're going to make sacrifices, it needs to be to the true and living God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We need to be spending time with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But oftentimes, we make gods out of our husbands. We make gods out of our children. We make gods out of our wives. We make God out of our money. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, so many people is making money their God, and it's not a God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. It can't buy happiness. It can't buy joy. It can't buy you peace. It can't save your soul. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But many people work hard on that. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is but one true and living God. And he was in the beginning, and he owns everything, and he created the heaven and the earth. And the Bible says when the earth was born, it was God himself that created everything that is on the earth. He owns everything upon the earth. When God said, let there be birds, there were birds flying everywhere. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And when God made man, hallelujah to Jesus, he made man in his own image. He is the only true and living God. Oh, hallelujah. He makes the waters that's in the pond. He makes the air that's in the air. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He is God, and there is no other. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word that there is no other God. He is the true and living God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He's the God, oh, hallelujah, that loved us so much. There's only one Jesus. There's only one Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He came that we might live in him, that none shall perish. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. It's only one to God. But the Bible says, and the scripture just said, many will come and say that they are the little G God. Many will go or went and say they are a God, but they're not the true and the God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. There's only one. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Buddha is not the true and living God. the moon and the stars. So people worship the moon and stars as God. It is not the truth and it is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's only one. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are many idol gods, but there's only true, one true and living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it's only through Jesus Christ that one can know God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Because the Bible tells us that if we know who Jesus is, we're going to know who that one and true God is. Because Jesus is the mediator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. Idols. Anything that you put before God is an idol. And it can be food. It can be what you drink. Oh, hallelujah. It could be that Crown Royal. It could be that Coke 45. It could be that junk. It could be that reefer. It could be that crack cocaine. It can be sex. Anything that you put before God, you make an idol. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. God is a jealous God. He said, put no other God before me, for I am the true and living God, and there is no other. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We have to be careful, even as believers. We have to be careful that we don't put anything before God and make idols out of it. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why Paul was saying, be careful, especially when you have new Christians, new believers in Christ that may not be as mature and may be weak, and their mind and conscience may be weak, and you lead them to idol God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus, because we know that somebody's always watching. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And you want them to see that you're serving the true and living God. Wherever you are in your life, be content with God, what God has given unto you. It may not be a mansion on the heap. It may not be a Cadillac. But he has given you a roof over your head and clothes on your back. Love the Lord thy God and him only. Worship, praise him only. Idol God, too many idol God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, idol God everywhere. Oh, they worship in stars and singers. They can't save your soul. Your money can't save your soul. Idol God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can they do? They can do nothing. The scripture says they can do nothing. Nothing. It doesn't matter what you buy. Don't matter how much you pay for. You're going to have to replace it. If you buy a Cadillac, in years you're going to have to buy it, replace it. If you buy a house, you're going to have to repair it. Don't care how much money you spent for it. You can spend $1 million for it, but you're still going to have to do some repairs on it in 16 or 20 years. Because it's not everlasting. Only thing that is everlasting is God. From everlasting, from everlasting. He is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is only but one God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There's only one. There's only one. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We must truly be careful, because we get caught up in our jobs. We get caught up in the things of the world that takes us away from God. Our true and living God. Because we're working and doing everything that the world says it's okay to do. But we only have the true and living God. He can be everywhere. In your house, in my house. He's a deliverer. He will deliver you. He's a healer. He can heal you. He can set your mind free. But you got to know the true and living God. You got to know Jesus. There is no way around Jesus. You can't get to God without knowing Jesus. You got to know him. For it was the blood of Jesus that was shed for the remission of sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was no idol blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us worship our bosses. They are our little gods. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But they have no power. Jesus, I thank you for the word. We as believers must not put anything before God. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with having things. God wants us to have nice things. But when it becomes an idol in our life. Well, you say, well, I don't have no idols. Do you put it before God? Do you put watching the news before you read your word? Hallelujah. Or you rather be on the cell phone, rather than reading your word so you can hear from God? You know, you may say, well, that's not an idol. Oh, yes, it is. It can be an idol. Anything can be an idol that you put before your God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I know because I used to watch the news. I did, I got to watch the news. But now I got to read my word because it's the word of God that's going to keep me. Ain't nothing else going to keep me. I don't care what I have in this world. What the things that God allows me to have. It has no eternal value. If I leave this world tomorrow and I worship the house that I live in, if I worship the car, if I worship my job, I have learned to be content and to love the Lord thy God with all of my heart. I have learned not to put no other God before him. Oh, hallelujah. There is but one God. And we can't put nothing else before him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He is the true and living God. He's the God that loved us so much. Can an idol love you back? Can your car love you back? Can your house love you back? Hallelujah to Jesus. And sometimes we love our husbands and our wives, but they don't even love us back. But God will love you with an everlasting love. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's not like those little gods we have in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. That will leave us in a second. Oh, hallelujah. Living God. He said, I'll supply. He said, I'll provide. I can heal you. I can deliver you. I can set you free. But I got to be the true and living God in your life. Because, see, God knows your heart. See, you can fool me, and you can fool the next person, but you can't fool God. See, he knows what's in your heart. He knows what is your God. He knows what is your God. He knows. He knows every man's heart. He knows your thoughts. Hallelujah. Time out for playing. Because the Son of Man is soon to return. And you must know Jesus Christ. And you have to know him because you cannot get to God without knowing it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. We praise him for this word that he has brought forth today. Have no other God before the true God. He is a jealous God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Many times we worship idols. And, you know, I don't know if it's just annoying to us or we just get caught up in our lifestyles or how we live our life or what the world said, you know, what makes us important in life. But none of that stuff lasts. No idol lasts. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You can go to an idol. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even like in Exodus, they had made a golden calf when Moses was up on Mount Sinai, and they was worshiping and giving offering unto it. But that iron God, that gold statue could do nothing. It had no eternal value. It could do nothing. It couldn't provide for them. It couldn't heal them. It couldn't. It was just an idol god. It was just a statue. It had no life. How do you get life? Something that don't have life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus Christ is life. He yet lives. Hallelujah. Life is in him. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord your God is the God of God and the Lord of Lords, the great God, the mighty God, the consuming God, from everlasting, he is God. There is no other God. Oh, hallelujah. There is no other God. Hallelujah. There is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things. Everything belongs to him. Amen. And we are in him. For he made us. He created us. He created everything upon the earth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't you want to serve a God like that? Don't you want to serve a God that can be everywhere? Don't you want to serve a God that will love you no matter what you've done, that will forgive you of your sin and wash your slate clean? Don't you want to know this God? Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't you want to know the God that can heal your mind and your body of disease? Do you want to know this God that can deliver you out of Egypt? Out of your hell? Do you want to know this God? Do you want to know him? Do you want the one that can give you perfect peace? We're talking about the true and living God. Do you want the God that can give you joy and peace even among your enemies? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Idol gods are nothing. They're nothing. They're nothing. Don't have to care how many they are. They're nothing. They have no life but God. There is only one true God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you don't know the true and living God, hallelujah, it's time now to meet and to know and to serve and to worship. To change your life and live a holy life. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Why the blood is yet running warm in your veins. You got the opportunity. That's why he sent Jesus. So that you would know that there's only one God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came that you might have life. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you don't know the true and living God, if you would say this prayer with me, hallelujah. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life, find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible and begin to read it, develop a relationship with God. Leave a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. For the Lord your God, he is God to all the believers. Amen. He is Lord of Lords. There's only one God, one faith, and one baptism. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is the great and mighty and awesome God. Amen. Glory to God. We are running out of time. We got to get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Give praises unto God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Make him the head of your life. Put no other God before him. Amen. Glory to God, because God is God, and he's worthy to be praised. You be blessed. Have a great week this week. Tune in next week to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed.